brain, you're in the nerd's domain. Come on in, it's about to begin.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Nerds Domain podcast. I'm here today with some of the guys from Storyception Games to talk about their Kickstarter, Apocalypse Galactic Arena. I'm here with Nikos, Antonios, Chris, and George. Hi, guys.
Hello.
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 I've got a couple of questions I ask all of my interviewees. They're really important. And they're gonna kind of show your geek cred. So why don't we start with, in the impending zombie apocalypse, what is your weapon of choice? And Chris, we can start with you.
Okay, I think I'll get a Hummer. Definitely a Hummer.
Okay.
Yeah. Mainly because I think in Dungeons and Dragons you can't use piercing weapons, so definitely I'm using a Hummer. I guess I could use technological stuff too. I'm sticking with a Hummer.
A hammer, okay. All right. How about you, Antonios?
I would definitely use a dragon lance.
A dragon lance. Okay.
Yeah,
that's
you have
the way
to
go.
Out what it's all about. You know, my pickup has a spirit in the weapon, so it's much more powerful than Chris's hammer. So I can easily kill him in the galactic arena. That's why.
That's a good idea. All right.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's all about killing yourself.
So we're going to go on to the second question. Given all of the sci-fi you know, and excluding your own universe, what planet do you most want to visit? Chris, we'll start with you again.
Ooh, that's a tough one. Okay, so there is... Do you know Dragon Ball? It's an anime?
Yes.
Yes. So they have some funky planets on that, so... It's amazing. Like some things where Piccolo comes from, where there are like giant mushrooms and weird stones and like all sorts of weirdness. I really like that stuff. Yeah, I think the planet where Piccolo comes from, that would be definitely a place I want to visit.
Okay. And what about you, Antonios?
I would definitely pick the planet of the Serpente tribe. Because there are huge plants there, and it's a lot of water as well. It's like the Amazon River and all the surroundings.
Okay.
But in a huge scale, you know, these guys are riding dinosaurs and stuff.
Right,
and
it's
a more fantasy setting than the other planets. It's called Pilaria because it has huge structures and stuff around that protect with the magic shields and blah, 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 blah.
I will add the Minbari homeworld from Babylon 5 series. I think it
would be okay.
A very interesting planet to visit.
Excellent. All right, well, let's go ahead and get into your project, and we'll start off with your sales pitch. What exactly is Galactic Arena, and why do you have such a passion for this project?
Okay, so basically, we've been developing this idea behind the world of where the Galactic Arena takes place for probably about 6 to 8 years now. And we had this idea about a world that's post-apocalyptic, but it's an apocalypse that's happened in the entire galaxy rather than just one planet. So basically, you have complete destruction in multiple planets, and that gives us an opportunity to tell interesting stories about what's happening. And so, I mean, I don't think I've seen that anywhere else, the post-apocalyptic with space travel. It's kind of a unique combination. So we've been wanting to do that world for a while now. So we started making an RPG that's a role-playing game for ourselves, and slowly it developed, and we decided, oh, we want to build more stuff based on this universe. We want to build board games, we want to build other types of games, not just stick with the original plan. So this is how we kind of started to think about making the Galactic Arena and the fights that take place in that place.
Okay. And so what kind of game is Galactic Arena?
Antonis, do you want to take that?
Yeah, okay. Well, Galactic Arena is all about killing each other, as I told you before. So it's a battle between two heroes that enter a galactic arena, which is the most impressive spectacle in our universe. Is this space station? It's not actually a space station; it's a huge space city, I would call it. We call it Cetus 7, and there are five arenas there, and death matches are taking place. So it reminds at some point the concept behind Hunger Games, the movie.
Okay.
So you get to pick one hero from one race that is the representative of the race, and you enter the galactic arena, and the challenge is to beat each other. That's it. So it reminds more or less a deathmatch like the 90s TV games like Mortal Kombat and Tekken and stuff like this, but in a board.
And is it one-on-one, or can you play with more than just a couple of players?
But it's more fun to play 2v2. We have decided that the 2v2 is the most interesting way to play it. But of course, there are we are going to run some tournaments all around the world if the game succeeds. So the basic format is 1v1, but it's more fun if you play it at home with 2v2, and you can play it with 3v3 as well.
Okay, so it looks like this is Storyception's first project, but it's definitely not going to be the last. Can you tell us a little bit more about what plans you have beyond Galactic Arena for the Apocalypse storyline?
Well, Chris, you want to answer that?
Sure. Okay. We have a number of different games. There is we actually have a role-playing game that's actually made. Of course, it's all in Greek, and it's not ready to be published, but eventually we want to get to that. But before we get to that, we want to release a number of board games that are connected with each other. So we've already worked quite a bit on a card game and a card-driven board game. And these two are taking place on a grander scale than Galactic Arena. So in the Galactic Arena, you are taking control of a hero, and you act out as the hero would act. In the other games, you take control of an entire race, let's say, and then you try to conquer certain planets or systems, etc. And we're going to use some ways to bring all these games together. So, for example, if you get the Galactic Arena game, then you will be able to use those heroes as commanders, for example, in the game where races are invading different planets. So we're going to take that paradigm in that sense.
Okay. And
can
so
I
it looks like you...
One?
Oh, absolutely. Go ahead.
All right. So I will give a hint to the supporters of the project. And I can tell them that the next product is going to be in a bigger scale, and it's going to be like commanding a hero from the Galactic Arena or from the standalone title, because these heroes that we have in the Galactic Arena, we'll also have them again reprinted in the other set.
Okay.
So you can have them and have actually a bigger scale, but not that big that Chris is explaining, with fleets and stuff. Just a squad that you are commanding with your hero, and you have a deck with cards that have units and special actions, and you have something like to eliminate the other hero, one condition, and another condition is to take the flag. So it will remind something like Dota or League of Legends in a board game.
Okay.
That's the main idea behind the games.
All right. So it looks like you guys have funded pretty quick. You're three or so days in, and you've already hit your mark, right?
Yep.
And it looks like you have a couple of stretch goals out. Do you have any plans beyond that?
Yes.
Actually, we have a lot of stretch goals, and we hope that people will get them, because we have prepared them from them, and they make the game so, so much better.
I think we've planned at least 10, maybe 15 more stretch goals. I mean, planned in the sense that they're really refined and we know what we're doing and how we're going to do them if they happen. But we're not revealing all of them from the beginning.
Okay.
So we're going once a stretch goal is achieved, we're going to reveal one more stretch goal, et cetera, et cetera.
All right. And it looks like you have four heroes already set and ready. Is that correct?
No. It's 10 heroes that are existing already in the game, and there's going to be more heroes revealed. So some of the stretch goals will have more heroes.
Okay. And it looks like there's a preview miniatures preview set. Will you be adding more miniatures to that to represent the other heroes? Because the two you have look fantastic, and I'm sure we'd love to see all of those.
Yes, this is definitely our plan. We wanted to do this from the beginning, to have the miniature from the beginning, but it's quite a steep thing to do as a first game.
Absolutely.
So we wanted to make sure that anyone who's backing the Kickstarter can feel like we're going to do this and we can do this and we're not taking on too much. So we decided to do it as an expansion and offer, if anyone gets the preview, it has two miniatures. So on the expansion, we'll have as many as we can, but because we've got the preview already, we don't need to take those two again. So we'll give it for cheaper.
Well, actually, what I was thinking, Chris, is better to have a bonus to give these two heroes to the people that back right now. And we have the same heroes in another position in the expansion. So they have two heroes, these guys, and they're much cooler to have two options to play with one miniature on the other miniature of Killian Moore, for example.
That's an interesting idea. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it just came up right now. Sorry.
So it looks like the basic core set is $47, and that includes $12 to help you guys offset your shipping fee. So $35 is essentially what the game costs. Is that correct?
Yep.
Yes.
And then it looks like you can pick up the miniatures for an extra 10 or so, which really that's really good for two miniatures for $10. And then it just goes up from there, and you guys even have a level to name your own hero and get that into the game as well. And those are all still available. So you have levels anywhere between, $10 where you can get the print and play all the way up to $750. Anything specific you guys want to highlight there that we should keep an eye on?
Well, actually, the metal screen one is the most impressive.
Okay.
I would definitely buy the metal screen if I was a backer.
Okay. And it looks like you get... Oh, okay. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
You get this feeling when you play the game because you have to lift your screen in the middle of the board so that you can prepare your hero and so that the other guy doesn't know what abilities you are using. Because there is a pick of around 12 different abilities, and you can pick 5 of them, usually, 5 or 6. So this metal screen that comes in between gives you the feeling that when the door is going to open, all hell is going to break loose. So it gives a greater feeling than the simple screen, you know?
Okay, yeah. So it builds the anticipation even more.
Yeah, you have this, you know, this anxiety before the door is open. If you just imagine it in a real state, it's much different, you know.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. That sounds great. And that that's definitely a level people should check out. So
and
you guys are.
I mean, it's polished steel. You get something that is, you know, it's not like painted.
Okay.
It's simple as that. It's steel.
Okay. So you guys are located in Greece, but will you be making your way to any conventions this year where we can see this?
Yep. We are going to Essenspiel.
Okay.
In Germany. And after that, we are preparing the next title. So I don't know if we're attending any others, but if they pop up, we will.
I definitely want to try to make it for the next Gen Con, so...
Yeah, definitely that.
But, yes.
Well, that's here in Indianapolis, so we would love to have you guys here.
We do.
So, let's talk about where else we can find you. You guys are on Facebook at facebook.com/Storyception, Storyception Games.
Yeah, you have to check the site, people. Check the site and give us feedback.
And then you are also on, you're on Twitter at Storyception, and your website is storyceptiongames.com, where there's a lot of information there going on and plenty of really good stuff. So everybody should check that out. Anything else that you guys want to mention before we go?
Well, from my point of view, the experience is great entering a new career like game designers, and we feel really grateful for all the people that supported us until now, and we hope it's going to get better and better. We want to give the Apocalypse Universe to the people.
So, if you guys go over to tinyworld.com/galacticarena, that'll take you right to their Kickstarter. There are lots of levels, and I am very excited to see this game come out. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And it looks like they've got everything planned and ready. It's just a matter of what stretch goals we can hit now. So head over to tinyurl.com/galacticarena and check it out. And I'm very excited to see this, and I thank you guys for being on. This looks like a really exciting game and the beginning of a lot of really exciting products from Storyception.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
And that'll do us tonight on the Nerds Domain Podcast. You can find us on Facebook and on Twitter, and you can always buy our shirts over at Slashdot, and we will talk to you guys real soon.
This has been a production of the Omega Nerds Network, the network where it's on.